This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour, Dex Steffens Good Day program. I can't tell you that I know what's going on because I wasn't listening to what all of you were talking about or doing.
We're all here with you.
All right.
We're all here, Doug.
There's Roberta and Jennifer. Rich will be around. I talked to him yesterday on the phone. I just was on the phone with the doctor at the hospital where Charlotte is, and she said to me, and by the way, very interesting, there's not one man in this hospital. Not one. There is all women, all the doctors and women. I ran into one fellow, I think, when I on the staff, I was looking at the wall. For those of you who are just joining us, I don't want to go back through the story of Charlotte that I told in the last hour. You can go to hour number 3 of Monday. But the bottom line is, with Kenny telling me there were thousands of Facebook posts about Charlotte and the fact that she was involved in a really bad accident here Friday afternoon on the farm, and the fact that it was touch and go with her for a while, and the fact that there's probably not much more that I believe in over and above the power of prayer. And if there's, I was just telling Meredith, when you think of what Kenny said about the thousands of posts on Facebook, how that is applied to any living thing, animals that you love, human beings that you love. And I was sort of thinking in a strange way, Jennifer, we were talking about Casey Kasem in the last hour, mm-hmm. and what kind of shape he's in. What kind of a person would go around the daughter saying that he was leaving, that he was so sick and he was going to die and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, putting negative energy
and
out.
Go, mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And go through all of the public, it's, I don't even know, it's embarrassment, I guess, as much as anything else. Mm-hmm. For this guy who's had the stupendous career that he's had, I think Jean, his wife, has lost it. And that's too bad because she's sort of playing this as much as she could. Or as Kenny pointed out, when you look at the itinerary that he's been on over the past month or two, maybe he just went to places that he always wanted to go. He's lucid. I mean, he's got some sort of dementia, but he's also alert and able to reason to a certain extent. And so all this back and forth, think about the energy that could have been used in a positive manner. If you think about the positive energy that has been directed towards Charlotte, who last Friday afternoon, if you'd have told me she would be alive today, and I would be bringing her home this afternoon, I wouldn't have said no, but I wouldn't have not been able to objectively look at that statement and rationally understand it, because there was nothing rational about what happened to her after the fact, and the fact that she's alive and is coming home today is nothing short of a complete miracle.
Here's the one question I forgot to ask you the other day, and I've been thinking about all weekend.
Yeah.
The accident that she got ran over.
Yep.
Who was driving the truck? You told me.
The same thing.
You told me who it was.
It was Eric.
Yeah, it was Eric. How is he doing? Here.
Eric,
he has to be absolutely.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
And it's not his fault.
No, it wasn't actually. He, Charlotte, and this was part of her life on the farm. Brendan and I have gone over this, if we've gone over it once, 100 times, and Meredith and I too, the way Charlotte has lived her life, completely at ease and open and access to everything on the farm. She would go out in the morning, and she'd do her rounds. I could watch her sort of from where I am. If I have the door open, I can see out the back door on the front porch, and she wanders over to the barnyard. She smells, sniffs, does whatever it is in and out of the barn, walks all around the barn. It takes about an hour to do her morning routine. So it's not, and then during the day she'll go over there, but if I'm not there, she doesn't really go and spend much time. She'll go over and then she'll come back again. And Friday, after I get off the air, I wandered over to get the kids to pick up on a few jobs, and Charlotte was over there. And when she came back, because she's not hearing and seeing as well, what she's used to is the sound of the engine in my truck. And when she hears that, she comes, she's always come, excuse me, like if she was in the back side of the house and I didn't want to go look for her, I'd just start the truck. And she'd hear the engine, and she'd dart right, run to the truck, and then jump in it. So what Eric was doing was working in the garage part of the barn, and he put some stuff on the truck, and he started the engine of the truck and drove around the corner. Well, Charlotte happened to be at the corner, and she heard the truck start, and she walked toward it. And that's really what happened. So after that event, Eric, who is, as Eric has been here for 10 years, Edgar, here's a kid that had just a lot of stuff going on with him, and he came here and found himself, I think, in many ways, and, you know, has come and gone and come and gone, but he... The bigger lesson here is what she's been teaching us all of our lives. We all have found things, hopefully we have, we've found in our life an inspiration. This dog is, it's beyond comprehension. The fact that she's 14 and...
Yeah, you tell everybody a 14-year-old bulldog, yeah, and you're like,
amazing.
What?
Yeah. And that's what the people said at the doctor, at the vets. They look at her and they see what kind of shape she's in and they understand her. I mean, this dog... I don't want to describe what happened and what came of it, and how her body and her head has responded to this. I mean, you can't imagine. I don't think any of us can. How her head feels, and the hurt that's there, and yet when I went in there last night, we had done it the night before. Meredith went and got some baby food. And so we had the baby food and the Easley ice cream that she loves, and that's how she started to eat. Mm-hmm. And she got some of her medication orally last night.
The fact that she's eating is such
but
a
the fact that she's
too.
Eating mm-hmm. and her system is functioning, everything is going in one end and coming out the other. That is amazing. And that she'll be able to come home this afternoon. I mean,
you've given her a pretty incredible life, Dougie, and I wouldn't want to leave it. I mean, she's ready to stick around for a while more.
She is. So, the kids were worried that I had my expectations were too high, and I don't think that that's the case. I'm letting her set the she always has set the board as to whatever, however high she wanted it to be. So. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but the thing I'm most grateful for, the wonderful expressions, I loved Roberta's and Jennifer's, Richie and I have talked, and Kenny posted that when I sent it to him, and we've had, Kenny said, thousands of people who have...
Ken was not sure if you've seen yet, but you better call Doug.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, let's see what's going on here.
Yeah. What do you mean?
He alerted me to what was going on with Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So.
Yeah. Anyway, so there are so many hopes and dreams and things that she will continue to teach us, I'm sure. It's just a different reality of having to deal with her and have a dog that doesn't have... Mary's been getting all these books about dogs that don't have sight. And I talked to Warren Eckstein about whether we should have a companion dog for her or not. But what more they're saying is that she's very likely to have sight in the one eye that they saved. And so we'll see. We put... Mandy, my niece who runs the store, just walked in here and is looking at where Charlotte's chair was in the studio. We've taken it out because she can't climb up on it. And there's a pile of dust under there. Because that chair hasn't been moved for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I haven't touched it for 10 years. Anyway, so thank you. God love you and God love her. 17 after.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery and $6.29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
Roberta Fessinelli.
Father's Day deals from the queen of cheap. Here we go, baby cakes.
Father's Day coming up next weekend, so you better get off your butt if you haven't done anything yet for Father's Day, and we've got some ideas for you here. We've got a custom photo travel mug. If Dad drives to work, you can give him his coffee and his mug, and it can have, like, your photo on it or your parrot's photo on it or somebody's photo on it, but it's only $5 plus shipping and handling, so it's a great deal. We have the coupon code for you at DougStefan.com. If you're looking for some crafts for the kids to do for Daddy, we have a free ebook, 16 Happy Father's Day Crafts for Kids. Also, if he's a fisherman, you're going to love this. Cabela's is having a huge Father's Day sale, all on fishing gear, up to 50% off, plus an extra 50% off with the coupon code that we have for you at DougStefan.com. Also, up to 50% off of custom golf clubs if Dad's a golfer. He likes taking those little green balls and hitting them down a big green expanse and having them land in the water. Well, this is a gift for Dad. It really is a silly game when you think about it.
It's a ridiculous game. It's the silliest game. It really is.
But the ball is so tiny, then you have to, like, go find it somewhere.
You people.
We have all these great gift ideas and lots of many ideas to save money at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStefan.com.
Roberta, you're a great friend, and I love you.
Love you too, Doug.
Thank you. We're at 21 after the hour. This is Good Day Monday. Hello, hello, hello. It's June 9th. Yes, you got that. We're all here together. Isn't that cool? Everybody's here together on Good Day.
At at 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Sevens the day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Sevens the day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Sevens the day. You had my love and my
Jennifer is moving, I know that.
You got it.
Yep. How many number one songs has J-Lo had?
I'm going to say at least four or five.
Four or five.
But definitely, I mean, more in the top ten. She's had a lot of hits.
Yeah. Well, she was supposed to perform in Thursday's World Cup opening ceremony, but that is not going to be the case. Officials announced over the weekend that she is withdrawn from the festivities and will not perform with rapper Pitbull and Brazilian singer Claudia Leite. Is that how you pronounce her name? L-E-I-T-T-E?
Sure.
Yeah,
sounds
right.
Good to me.
Who knows? Right, exactly. Anyway, there were, I love this, production issues. Which
meaning
means
her demands weren't met.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Those brown and green M&Ms weren't put in the dress.
No more green M&Ms.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've run out of all those things. Anyway, so that's the J-Lo story. Melanie Griffith and Antonio, thank you, Doug.
Antonio Banderas.
Banderas have called it quits after 18 years of marriage.
Really?
Yes.
That's a surprise to me. They seemed happy for
they
a little while.
They did seem happy. Yeah, that is kind of a sad thing.
And 18 years, I mean, in Hollywood, that's like four lifetimes.
Well, they had a daughter when they first got married, and although it seems kind of silly, Melanie was going to try to get custody of her, but she turns 18 in a month or two, so why would you bother with all that foolishness? Yeah, it's really kind of silly. So, Jen, or maybe Roberta, you'd be better at this, the Tony Awards last night. I don't know, nor do most of us have a serious interest in the Tonys.
Yeah, I don't know why they even bother with it, you know, on televising it, but, you know.
Well, they get more respect than the daytime Emmys. Look, that's going online now.
That's true.
Yeah. So the best play was All the Way.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us about that?
I haven't seen it.
Best musical, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder.
Yeah, that was a big
now,
surprise.
What a great idea.
What a surprise. It's a comedy.
Watch it, buddy.
So that was me. That's too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, you have to love
is there
Patrick
a woman's,
Harris and Hedley.
Wait a minute. I want to know if there's a counter, a contretemps to this.
A woman's guide.
A woman's guide to love and murder?
No, that's called marriage.
That's just
life. You know, I think the most the fun thing that came out of it that I heard was Audra McDonald, who was the best performance by an actress in a leading role. She went up and thanked her parents, who obviously are both gone, I guess, because she said she thanks them in heaven. But she thanked them for not putting her on medication against doctor's orders and instead finding what she was really passionate about. Mm-hmm. I guess she was a super hyperactive kid until she
got
theater.
How many children, though, I mean, when you get to the serious side of it, that's a lesson
get
for
medicated.
Life. How many? Yeah, exactly. That's something.
Hey, while we're here in celebrity land, anybody know what the latest is on Tracy Morgan? I mean, I hear he's
not. He's
broken ribs, broken leg, broken arm. But
critical condition.
Critical
condition,
but
he's
going to be okay.
So he was.
I don't even understand how this happens unless the driver had fallen asleep.
That's what they're thinking. The driver of the rig has been charged with.
Truck.
Yeah, like involuntary manslaughter. But they think now that he fell asleep at the wheel and hit Tracy Morgan's limo bus.
How do you not stop, though, with that in your wake? Like, how do you not stop?
Unless he's
waiting for something to clear his system, maybe.
What are you talking about, the driver of the Walmart truck?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that. Best revival of a play in the Tony Awards was A Raisin in the Sun. Man, has that thing been around for a long time, right?
You're right. Yeah. It's a raisin.
Yeah. It's a... Best revival of musical, Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Neil Patrick Harris. I am dying to see that.
Really?
Yeah, he plays a transvestite in it.
And really?
It's incredible.
That would
be
something that you'd be intrigued by. I know, Roberta.
I don't know what that means.
28, you don't have to. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most pet guardians realize that the marketing and buzzwords on the bags of pet food are really geared towards them versus their pets. Let me give you an example. The word natural has been defined by the Association of American Feed Control Officials and the Food and Drug Administration. They don't become concerned, though, unless the product has artificial flavors, added color, or synthetic substances. Then natural is not the word. What about organic? Organic is another word that has a legal definition. Pet foods and treats labeled as organic must meet standards set forth by the National Organic Program. But many other terms like premium, gourmet, or even holistic are not legally defined, but marketers use them because the words like to entice pet guardians. Worst of all, the term human-grade ingredients implies that the pet food is totally edible by people. However, unless the pet food manufacturer has followed all federal regulations, don't eat it. That according to AFCO. Read the labels, know what you're feeding your pet, it'll be good for them, but understand what those labels say. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding, using the finest ingredients made only in the USA. My Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
We take a walk. The sun is shining down.
About 33 after the hour in the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Monday. Thank you. I say this again. Meredith and I are just looking at some of the posts. Looks like, Kenny, you've orchestrated this to put the pictures and the comments on one side of the Facebook page, facebook.com/goodday. At least it looks like, as much as we can tell by looking.
He did it all. Things. He's amazing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I orchestrated it.
Yeah.
No, right. I think, thanks for the credit, but I think it's just wound up like that on Facebook.
Really? That's how they do it? I don't know that much.
Yeah.
It's just looking at those pictures of her and what they did at the hospital. This is IVG Metro West. If you want to look it up on Facebook or whatever, it's a local hospital, locally run, not one of these big national chains, and they only have, I think they have four or five hospitals. And other than the fact they're very expensive, they're also very good. But
I've been there, done that. That's,
yeah, right. Yeah.
When you're sitting in a veterinary hospital and you're sitting in about $3,000 worth of nice chairs and artwork in the little room, the waiting room that you're in,
yeah,
you're thinking this can't be good.
Yeah.
This can't be good at all.
Yeah, right. It didn't. I didn't think this was, place wasn't overdone, Mary. You didn't think it was overdone, right? Yeah, very nice. It was nicely, it was new. One of the things that Charlotte's having a hard time with, she's always had a hard time, she's not good on smooth floors. And
they slip around.
Yeah, yeah. Right, yeah. Exactly. And so that was part of what she was having
to do. Plus, she never lets you cut her nails.
Well, she does now. She lets me cut her nails. Yeah, she cuts her nails. She's okay with the nails now. But she used to, when she was a puppy, my God, you'd think you were sticking a knife in her. Every time she would get her, she would holler. You would not have believed that. I'm looking at Meredith now because she didn't remember this. The tone that would come out of her, the screech that when she would get her, it was like you were absolutely cutting off her arm. It's just amazing. And all you were just, you know, a little trim here and there. Just thank you. It's a wonderful thing to know that so many people care that much about a little being like this.
She's marvelous. I had such a good time with her that time when she was at the apartment in Manhattan in the backyard.
Yeah.
And I had the hose going.
Yeah.
And she loved to play with the water coming out of the hose. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she loves that stuff. Yeah.
We had the best time.
Yeah. Hey, and you know what? There's a sort of interdiction here. I don't know what it is. Last night we came home and there was no water. We have a well here on the farm. And I don't know what happened to it. Sometimes the pump, I have the slightest idea. But this morning we got up and there was water. And who knows why there wasn't or why there is. Hmm. It's kind of one of those things. Mercury's in retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that is going to go wrong.
Is going to go wrong.
Is going to go wrong. I bought a couple of tickets to go to Los Angeles. And I thought I had the right dates. And they weren't the right dates. You know, stuff like that. And then the thing with Charlotte happening, but the fact that she's coming around. Have I explained this enough, Richie? Richie
you
always
have,
says make
please.
Sure that you explain it.
Yes.
All right. Bo Bergdahl. Is that how do we pronounce it? Is it Bowie or Bo?
Bo.
Bo.
Bergdahl.
Okay. So I was reading a sort of a lengthy overview of his, not necessarily career, but his time. He was in a cage, apparently, or he says they put him in a cage for 5 years. That's what he said the people that are treating him now, he was telling them that he had been tortured, beaten, held in a cage by the Taliban, and this was apparently after he tried to escape a couple of times. What I don't understand, he's now still in that U.S. military hospital at Rhein-Main in Germany, where everybody goes when they're on their way back to the States. I don't understand why they did not kill him, because they've pretty much killed everybody else that was in that circumstance. Anybody read between the lines
and
here?
Do that? Well, I think that, I mean, I kind of asked you that question too last week. Like, if the Taliban wants you dead, they're going to kill you. They obviously wanted something from him.
Yeah.
Or there was a deal or something.
The administration is continuing to brief members of Congress on the negotiations, because still a lot of lawmakers don't like the way that the thing was handled from top to bottom. They just don't, you know, they don't like it. Understandably so, under the circumstances. There's an American family over there with a child that's been captured, held by the Taliban. Why didn't they get released at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of questions, not a lot of answers.
And how vulnerable are people going to be? Now, high-value people, American citizens in other places, are going to be looking over their shoulder constantly.
Everybody's got a price on their head now.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. So, Kenny, in addition to the all the Charlotte stuff, Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show, what things are people saying about Bergdahl? We got any of that?
Yes, we do. Alan says, we brought him home fine. He's going to stand trial for desertion in wartime. He better get used to being in a cage.
That's lousy. Well, but it is part of the reality, depending on what they find out. Yeah. Is it worth it under the circumstances? I guess if I were in the service, I'd want to know. 888-302-3684, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, or email to Doug or Rich or Jennifer or Roberta or Ken at DougStefan.com. Is all of this worth it? Is he worth it? Is the attention he's getting worth it? Is the system in need of some really thorough cleansing?
Did you guys talk about what Chuck Todd asserted the other day?
No.
Mm-mm.
That basically President Obama had promised that he would empty Gitmo, and this is just a way of him being able to do it and actually get a little something back for five of the prisoners he releases. And that really this is going to continue, and he will empty Gitmo, and they thought that this would be a way that the public would at least support the first five that they release.
Yeah.
Wrong. Off to a good start.
Wrong
right.
Again.
So that's what Chuck Todd.
But what they do, again, they have such limited ability to understand what the real world is about because they are not experienced. They have very little, if any, common sense. And they just don't read the tea leaves well. Every time they do something, they stick their foot in it.
Yeah. If you thought the public was going to stand behind you on releasing five of those.
Yeah.
I think you missed.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that so much? It's just the way that they go about doing it. It's so autocratic and authoritarian and egotistical. It's I'm doing it my way. I mean, there was a lot of that.
Hey, listen, he does run the country. I mean, he's the boss.
But that's not the way the country is envisioned to have been set up or to run.
No, you're right.
There's got to be checks and balances.
Right.
There are not.
Yeah.
All right, so here's an interesting case in Canada, sort of out of a movie. Well, you think about when you read the story like this, you just think of, all right, so this is another movie set. Apparently, a bit of a surprise, three men escaped from a Canadian maximum security jail. A helicopter lands in the courtyard of the, comes from nowhere, lands in the courtyard of the jail. They're out on their, whatever their exercise routine is, and the chopper swoops in, picks up the prisoners, flies off.
Yeah. It's a movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like a scene out of a movie. And the manhunt is now underway in Canada. So, well, I mean, at that point...
That is brazen, isn't it?
How tough can some Canadians be? I mean, come on now.
Hey, let's take the helicopter.
Uh-huh.
Well, right. After they mount their horse, Rich.
When it lands a boot over there, jump in.
Jump in.
I mean, they're Canadians, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. But they're Canadian.
They're very nice. They're funny. They're nice. They're polite.
We never think about bad guys anywhere except sort of here.
No, you think of the Middle East. You think the Russians.
No.
You don't think of it in Canada.
But you would never see the Canadians being bad guys on an episode of 24, all right?
Yeah. Right, exactly. Right.
By the way.
That's a great story.
Really? Jeremy,
where are the Canadians?
All right, Jennifer, you have any 24 news for tonight? We've been trying to figure all weekend. I didn't think they were doing 24 on Hulu anymore because I thought Hulu had thrown Fox off. And was just doing something else, and the Fox stuff was all exclusively on
24 is on Amazon.
Well, but it's also on Hulu. We found it last night on Hulu. I haven't watched it
yet.
But,
and it's on your cable box on demand.
Yeah. I mean,
well, we were going to watch it on Friday, but there was a bit of a distraction on Friday, so that didn't quite work.
Right, the question at TV Guide this weekend, is Margot bad enough to kill her own daughter?
I thought did kill her.
She's dead.
Richie told me in the spoiler alert last weekend.
No, I know, but that's the sneak peek. But we don't know that she's dead yet, do we?
Oh, we don't know that she's dead.
That's what they're saying. Is she willing to kill her own daughter?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought, Richie, you told me she was killed in the last episode.
She got crumpled by a bus.
Right.
She did?
So it wasn't likely. It's
and
possible
it's not,
she's still alive.
Right.
We don't
know
that she's dead.
Margo.
You see her. They've aired some commercials for tonight's episode, and you see the daughter with Jack. So
really?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, all I saw was bits and pieces. We were in and out of it. I saw Jack talking to Kim Raver's husband, and I don't know how that went.
He said, stay away from her.
Well, I did
and
see
Jack
that.
Said, I promise you, by the end of today,
I'll be dead.
Or I'll be in jail.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about me.
Yeah,
neither of those two things are going to happen because they're working on the next phase, the next 24 series. Anyway, Jennifer is going to update us on that. Ladies and gentlemen, maybe we are not able to stop time, but the bags and puffiness under your eyes do not need to be there. And now, thanks to a product called GenuCell, which you've heard me talking about here for the past year or so, you can indefinitely get rid of these bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes, naturally, without any surgery. The product GenuCell comes as a result of advanced stem cell therapy research. And the research went into finding a serum that would deal with the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes, from all of the folks who have become experts in personal products, personal care products. You don't have to go to the big-time Macy's or department stores anywhere. All you do is get on the phone and call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. You've probably been waiting for something like this for a while. GenuCell will get to work on the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. And then when you mention Doug Steffen, you're going to get esoteric wrinkle treatment, so something you'll have to use on your entire face. 800-543-9262. Bottom line is everything will look smoother, less wrinkles, No Botox, no surgery, none of that. I hate to disappoint you, Roberta, but you don't have to get any of that work done. Just apply Esotique and Genucel. You get them both together. Same deal. 800-543-9262. This is something that works, and that's what's kind of cool about it. I'm glad to tell you the story and report on people's results, and they're all good. 800-543-9262.
Okay, where to?
House hunting with this.
My phone?
With the Realtor.com app.
It's going to find his houses in this neighborhood?
Yep, just circle the area on the map with your finger and bam, all the homes for sale in that area pop up.
Neato. Now what?
Make a left and I'll call a Realtor.
Okay, but use your phone. I want to play with this app. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. And be sure to work with a Realtor to help guide you through the process. Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
It's a five-hour drive to Grandma's house. That's 10 car songs, 15 games of 20 questions, 20 answers to the same question.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Oh. And one stop to refuel.
The quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too, for more quality moments along the way. Because the quality fuel here...
Are we there yet?
Yes, we are.
We'll get you there.
Grandma!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
Dry skin is a problem that can cause redness, itching, and tightness. When the outer layers of skin are unable to maintain normal moisture levels, say with the summer sun, your skin gets dry. Dove is coming to the rescue with new Dove Derma Series, a full range of premium cleansers and creams that provides superior care for extremely dry skin. The skincare collection was developed in partnership with dermatologists and works best when used as a two-step daily regimen, providing both immediate relief and long-term skin barrier repair. Leading dermatologist Dr. Ranella Hirsch helped to create the Dove Derma Series product collection.
For dry skin, fast relief is important, but in the long term, it's critical to repair and maintain the skin barrier. I partnered with Dove on the Dove Derma Series collection to help create a product line that uniquely combines clinical efficacy with a superior sensory experience to provide women with a beautiful product that gives both immediate and long-term relief for their dry and compromised skin.
Visit Dove.com to learn more.
So what brought you in today?
Well, doctor, whenever I get excited, I yodel.
Interesting. So if I said Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members up to $20 in surprise points. And if I were to say surprise points can be used on qualifying purchases both in-store or online. And the points are only valid until June 11th? Amazing.
I know. I'm not even Swiss.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston.
I thought this was interesting and sort of related. Radio stations on the fence about airing advertising related to marijuana. There's a talk show that's being set up. We have the, what is it? We have Gun Talk, and now we have Cigar Bay Dave or Bob.
Cigar Dave.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah.
So now there's a... is a show focusing on the political, economic, medical, and social implications of the rapidly evolving marijuana industry. And they have, it's called the National Marijuana News.
Hosted by Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, listen. All right, Jen.
Hey, it's a big
Where
deal.
Where do I get this?
Norman Lear has an interesting take on television.
Yeah, he sure does. And, and we should listen to him because he's one of the greats. Mm-hmm. He was speaking at the Producers Guild of America this past weekend, Dougie, and he's almost 92 now and God still looks really good. I mean, the pictures, he still looks pretty good. But he said, you know, I did groundbreaking shows. I did all of this stuff. I'm paraphrasing now. But he said, today, when he pitches a comedy that's set in a retirement village, nobody wants to hear about it. He said there's just a lot of ageism in Hollywood, which I think is very true in culture in general. He said, quote, they don't want to touch the demographic. Apparently, there's only room for one old person, and that's Betty White on network television today. There's a show that he's been pitching called Guess Who's Dead, and it got a huge laugh from the audience, but no one wants to put it up. Nobody's taking it because they think it won't sell.
Really?
Look how well the Golden Girls did.
Yeah.
Not that they were super old, but it was, you know, a senior citizen show, right?
So guess who's dead? Who's going to be in that?
I don't know. Nobody, because he can't get it made. No network wants it. They don't think it'll do well because
sounds
it's about old
brilliant.
People.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who's dead?
Isn't that funny?
You would think TV Land would be all over that.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm surprised they haven't been because they do all these original sitcoms now. But
huh. I wonder if that show on marijuana would deal with the pot.
Guess who's high? Now that would probably get
maybe Norman Lear should make that show.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Yeah.
It
contributes to abnormal sperm, Richie. In case you didn't know that. Not that that would affect
Thanks
you.
For the insight.
That's because they don't swim as well, dude.
51 after the
yeah,
hour
Cheeto.
Of the day.
Where am I going?
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ken Kronos is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with his overview of some of the important medical news. I thought this was important. Ken's in Florida, where a woman set a record for birth via in vitro fertilization. I'm not going to get too personal about this, but it's interesting her age and the age of someone that I'm close to who's gone through the same thing. Why is the age of 46? I'm sort of surprised. I would have thought it would have been older than that, Ken. What happens in this process?
Here's the American Impossible World Record published this week in the medical journal Fertility and Sterility. Doug, a 46-year-old Orlando woman has become the oldest mother in America and possibly in the world to give birth to a healthy baby through in vitro fertilization using her own fresh eggs. Key to the record is that the eggs were fresh, just a few days old, rather than frozen or donated. She also beat the odds of delivering her child with chromosomal abnormalities such as Down syndrome, which increase with maternal age. This is a very rare event, and most who are thinking about becoming pregnant should not think this is easy.
So is 40 an older age for something like this?
Well, right now in most clinics, if you were to just walk in, their age limit is about 43. In fact, this Orlando woman was refused from other clinics before this doctor succeeded.
Really? Very interesting. All right. And the reason for that will become obvious later on. We'll talk more about it. Anyway.
Good luck.
Goodbye, root canals.
Yes, out of Science Translational Medicine, this is a really hopeful story. Scientists have used low-powered lasers to activate stem cells and stimulate the growth of teeth in rats and human dental tissue in the lab. The ability to naturally regrow dental tissue could transform dentistry, making it possible to regrow teeth instead of replacing them. Doug, with a substitute like porcelain, which we have to go through now, the same technique, once it's better understood, could actually be used to heal wounds, regenerate bone, skin, and muscle.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
It is.
Isn't it? All right. Let's see here. Antidepressants and women who are going through menopause. Oh, man, I want to hear this.
Some hope here. This is out of the medical journal JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine this week. Hot flashes and night sweats, they affect up to 80% of women in midlife and are the primary menopause-related symptoms, leading menopausal women to seek medical attention. The news this week, Doug, is that the antidepressant Effexor is nearly as effective as estrogen therapy in reducing menopause-related hot flashes and night sweats. Estrogen therapy, it's considered the gold standard treatment for hot flashes and night sweats, but it's used at the lowest possible doses due to the potential risks associated with the treatment. These risks include blood clots and an increased risk of certain cancers.
All right, last week you had a story about olive oil lowering blood pressure, and I know that we talked about that. I sort of wanted to couple that with information about Heart Factors Plus, which is something that we've been talking about now for almost a year, it seems to me. Heart Factors Plus is a wonderful way using nitric oxide to boost your body's enhancement, if you will, of your muscles, your heart, your brain. How's that all work, Ken?
Exactly, Doug. To every man out there, it's time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performing in the bedroom. Heart Factors Plus can help. Listen to Paul from New Jersey. He writes, I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus. Not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it has decreased the swelling in my feet. I will definitely reorder. Heart Factors Plus is an astounding all-around cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all natural ingredients shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improve sexual function, and increase circulation throughout the body. Imagine better doctor visits, improved sexual function, and enhanced everyday life. Heart Factors gives you power. And if it does not work, get your money back, no questions asked.
Dial 800-621-6313 to try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. Call, mention Dr. Ken. You get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus with your order. Get the blood to your heart. Get the blood to your muscles and your brain. That's what you're going to... I mean, the benefits of this thing are so superb, and it's all natural. 800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus. 800-621-6313. Dr. Ken Kronos here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.